Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Before you go, where do you think you're going? You never reached here. Sorry. You didn't cut some.
How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high, how high. My limit is beyond the sky. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high, how high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high, how high. My limit is beyond the sky. Try to hold me, can't stop me now. Wait is what they told me, I can't hear it now. But now they wanna know me, I'm bling blinging now. Everybody's tripping cause Ray Ray's hidden. Members of the family I never met before are suddenly around me, knocking at my door with a half-assed story, looking for a cure. They want what I've been working for, but where the hell were they before? How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high, how high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high, how high. My limit is beyond the sky. Baby mother's popping up, I don't know about. Claiming that they wanna cut up my bank account. Got the Sugar Ray touch, so I got my dime. The DNA is matching up, cause I always back it up. Time for rearranging, those who wanna think. They tell me that I'm changing, thinking that I'm got chicken heads paging. Life a bitch. Ain't no time to play around, moving on to higher ground. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high, how high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high, how high. My limit is beyond the sky. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high, how high.
Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna... Yeah. Before you go, where you think you're going? You never reached here. Sorry. You didn't cut some.
How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high, how high. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high, how high. My limit is beyond the sky. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high, how high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high, how high. My limit is beyond the sky. They used to try to hold me, can't stop me now. Wait is what they told me, I can't hear it now. But now they wanna know me, I'm bling blinging now. Everybody tripping cause Ray Ray's hidden. Members of the family I never met before are suddenly around me, knocking at my door with a half-assed story, looking for a cure. They want what I've been working for, but where the hell were they before? How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high, how high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high, how high. My limit is beyond the sky. Baby mother's popping up, I don't know about. Claiming that they wanna cut up my bank account. Got the Sugar Ray touch, so I got my dime. The DNA is matching up, cause I always back it up. Time for rearranging, those who wanna think. They tell me that I'm changing, thinking that I'm got chicken heads paging. Life a bitch. Ain't no time to play around, moving on to higher ground. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high, how high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high, how high. My limit is beyond the sky. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high, how high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. My limit is beyond the sky.
Blog Talk Radio with Cassandra Brand, a.k.a. Miss Alexis, your host, coming live to you from Dallas, Texas. Yesterday, we had a book discussion of The Purpose of Closure, and we were discussing volume number one, How It Began. We left off reading the description and the introduction of the book. First, I want to invite and welcome all callers to call in. You can ask any questions, any kind of response, feedback is welcome here. All you have to do is dial 347-857-2805. That's 347-857-2805. Now, I always talk about my introductory with the music. I know it's to you might be kind of worldly, but I love that song. It's not about me shining, it's about we shining as a people. That's why I really love it. It's just not just for me, but it's a message to people if you really listen to the words. Today we're going to start off with chapter one, which is family history. Now, in this chapter in family history, I'm just going to talk about where I came from, a little bit about my family, and so that you can have the foundation of where I was coming from, because this is not the only volume, 12 altogether, as I mentioned before. Three has already been published. And the first one is How It Began. The second one is a spinoff, but it's noted with answers and intervention because I really got some closure when I begin writing How It Began and when I completed How It Began. And that's how it began when I got closure as well, if you know what I mean. The third volume is The Open Doors into a Journey of Hell. The concept of me writing in volumes is because it's just too much to digest at one time, let alone write and have to relive it to write it as I've seen it through my own eyes. I write with a style of creative writing. I write in order to try to make people see what I see. I write from my heart. I may not cross every T and dot every I, but I really, truly get my point across. Matter of fact, readers love it. Like I said, I get emails and text messages, phone calls all the time. And I'm glad that it has touched a lot of people from all over. This book is all through the nation. And even out of the country, I personally sent one to the Netherlands. So it is getting out there. And I want those two words to really begin to ring in your ear. Purpose, closure. Purpose, closure. All right, well, we're going to get down to our reading for today. And like I said, the first chapter is family history. My name is Cassandra Brand. Family and friends I grew up with call me Sandy. I was born on August 11, 1965, in Buffalo, New York. Today, I'm 43 years old, single with four children, three girls, a boy, the youngest to the oldest, Monet, my son Evan, Inez, and Vinceal, ages 10, 17, 24, and 26 years old. Those are the ages of my children. I have two grandchildren by my oldest daughter. My grandchildren ages 6 years and 10 months. I gave birth to my first child at the age of 16 by a man who was 26 years older than me. Yes, I was 15 and he was 41 years old. Inez and Vinceal's father was the godfather of Eastside Buffalo, New York. He was murdered in 1991. I will never forget the disturbing phone call I received from my daughter, Vinceal, who was only 7 years old at the time, said, "Mommy, someone shot my daddy." Vinceal was in the house when it happened. Then 1 hour later, she called to tell me her father died. He was shot in the chest through the front door with a shotgun. I was in Linden, New Jersey, sitting at my desk in total shock. I will share more information about him later in the volumes of this book. Evan's dad is an extremely dangerous gangster, not only to me or the public, but to himself. He ended up in federal prison serving 20 years for continuing criminal enterprise. After serving 18 years in prison, less than 2 years later, he was sent back to prison for violating parole. Monet's dad is a nationwide truck driver. He was a Freddy Krueger on Elm Street, my first nightmare. What is a square? A blue-collar worker who comes straight home from work, pays all the bills, but has a closet full of skeletons. The men in my life were a reflection of what I thought a man was to be, only to realize I never had a reflection of a real man in vision. I have two older sisters and one brother, Tanya, Mary, and Roy, who all were on drugs, involved in prostitution, gangs, and all kinds of criminal behavior. My mother was previously married to two children before she married my father. My parents met in 1958. And married in 1960. Mama was 21 years old, and Daddy was 20 years old. Black Americans had no civil rights during this time. They both were from Alabama. Mama was from the city of Mobile, and she was raised on a farm with 14 kids, 9 sisters and 5 brothers. I remember her telling me that when she was a little girl, how she worked on the farm, catching and wringing the chicken neck. I guess that's where the countryside of me came from. My mom only completed school to the 10th grade, completed high school either. Now I understand why my father always took care of the paperwork in their marriage at the time. Mama's family migrated to Buffalo in 1950 when she was 15 years old. The mother left her dad because of an abusive marriage and raised all her children as a single parent. She did a wonderful job raising them in the word and fear of God. Mama was raised holiness. She raised us holiness in the word and fear of God, too. I raised my four children as a single parent in the word and in the fear of God while in the midst of my tormented lifestyle. Now, see, I'm going to stop right there because I'm sure that someone or one of you can relate as far as your family. My mother was raised on a farm in Alabama and brought into a city at a very young age. So when you're away from your environment, that really has a drastic change, especially when you're young and you pull out of your environment. It's like taking a baby and telling them to start walking. You come out from wringing chicken necks to frying chicken and selling them. You get a lot of money. I'm going to continue reading. My parents met at my mother's brother James Young's wedding. He originally started Buffalo Chicken Wings. His wife Cynthia grew up with my dad in Alabama. This is how my father was invited to their wedding. Daddy was from Bessemer, Alabama, but he tells everyone he was born in Birmingham. Mama said he was born in Johns, Alabama. His father was a coal miner, and his mother was a seamstress at a dry cleaner. They had five children, and they were not able to satisfy the quality of life my father desired as a young man growing up. So Daddy quit school at the age of 15 and enlisted himself in the Army. Do you see the pattern? I left home at the age of 10. He realized he wasn't able to handle the Vietnam War mentally any longer and was released with an honorable discharge after serving his time. Ending back to where he came from, he continued to seek a better future and decided to relocate to Buffalo with some friends he grew up with in Alabama. They came to his hometown for a visit. Daddy obtained one of the best jobs a black man could have in Buffalo during these days at Chevrolet Plant in the suburbs of Tonawanda from October 1961 to 1973. Daddy was working to build a foundation for the love of his life and family. He found a perfect home where he decided to raise his children and pursue his dream to live the Black American dream. They became self-sufficient with a nice home, automobile, and a decent job at Chevrolet Plant. That was a great accomplishment for a black family of those days, considering where he came from. But that just covered the external in life. My father is Baptist. He sang in the choir, was on the deacon board, and went to church drunk every Sunday. My mom is holiness, so they never went to church together. To be honest with you, I don't remember going to church with my father at all. Mama was always a spiritual warrior in our family, like most women are today. And I'm sure that you all can relate to exactly what I'm saying as I just completed the chapter one of my family history. And I remind you, I'm writing out the eyes of a child. And when I began writing this book, I was 43 years old. And today, I am 49. My point is that what is in your child's eyes as what they remember in your family history? Something to think about, right? Or ask yourself, what do you remember as a child through your family history? It is so important what we allow our children to see, because that's what creates their memory. That's what actually creates them, and that's what they develop to become, what they see and what they hear. Now, chapter 2, I talk about our neighborhood. And as I begin to describe how I remember our neighborhood as a child, they'll probably make you think and wonder too. So let's begin with chapter 2 here. June 6, 1966, we moved on Guilford Street on the east side of Buffalo, New York. Previously moved from High Street, then Mulberry, which was considered as the projects in Buffalo. I was only 1 year old then. Guilford Street was one. It was an old Polish neighborhood, being brought out by middle-class black families. I was raised around Polish and Italian. My parents paid $10,000 for their home and paid $75 a month for mortgage payment. I remember the sellers of the house named Mr. and Mrs. Bricks. My dad would take me with him every first of the month to their home to pay the mortgage. My dad moved to give us a better atmosphere and quality of life he so desired for himself before he had a family. He never gave up on his dream. I got that from my father. This was the reason he moved to Buffalo in the first place. He also took the responsibility of my mother's first two children, Mary and Roy, who were from her previous marriage. My parents were very young and fell in love at first sight. They started a new life together the best way they knew how with what they had, including a limited amount of education. 2 years later, 1968, they established a soul food restaurant named Gettin' Split, located on Genesee and Jefferson Street. It was based on the original idea of my Uncle James Young's Buffalo Chicken Wing that was never patented, and another competitor duplicated his ideal. They were on their way to the Black American dream. I could see their plan, because the next year I would be starting school full time. Even though I was only 3 years old, I can remember all our neighbors in the Guilford Street Black Club. Guilford Street parents looked out for each other and their children. The families on Guilford Street had meetings for neighborhood watch out often. Now, the leading families were the Brands, Lloyd, Zillinders, Max, Towns, Cookers, Barons, Pocket, Pharrells, Mentrites, and Mr. Sampson. They lived there as long as I can remember, except the Town family moved on Guilford Street in the early 1970s after their other house burnt down. Mrs. Town was a single parent with 18 children. Her husband was a minister. He died before they moved on Guilford Street. Mrs. Town always had the prettiest house on Guilford. It was a three-family house fenced in with beautiful rose bushes and flowers. Mrs. Town was a feature in the Better Home and Gardens magazine. She decorated her home inside and out. I remember seeing her walk to the Goodwill almost every day, returning home with bags of knickknacks to furnish her beautiful home. Mrs. Town's home definitely glorified God and set the standards of what Guilford Street homes were to look like. I have witnessed Mrs. Town mow her lawn, water her grass, trim her bushes, paint her house, and feed all her children with a portion, and somehow always found another portion to offer me in the morning when I came to her house to pick up her daughters, Star and Martha, to walk to school with me. Mrs. Town died in the midst of me writing my book. I thank God I had the opportunity to speak with her 2 days before she passed away. The Floyds lived two doors away from us in a two-family house. I remember playing in the backyard with Kathy and Jack Floyd. They also had a younger brother named Kirby. He was very chunky and dark. We all went to the same school. Their parents were very strict. Their mother was a nurse, and their father owned a mechanic shop three doors on the other side from our house. Their grandparents lived downstairs from them. Their grandfather was an older, bald-headed man with medium brown skin and was always moving his car from one side of the street to another. He always wore long overalls and swept the sidewalk, keeping the streets clean, looking up and down the block, checking out what was going on. If the children ever got out of hand, he would tell us to stop and go home, then told our parents what we'd done. The Zillers lived next door to the Floyds in a two-family house. They had three children, Dan, Patty, and Jane. Jane, their oldest daughter, lived in the back apartment of the house. Jane had two children, Carrie and George. Carrie was very snobby, but we played together because we were very close in age, and my parents were very close to her grandparents. They treated me just like their own child. Carrie and I told people we were related because her grandparents had the same last name my older sister and brother's father had. Now, I'm stopping right here because we really don't have a lot of time left. But I hope you're getting a picture how I'm setting this up. And I want you to visualize and let it digest how we used to have as neighbors or, you know, everyone knew each other. When the neighbors would look out for the children, stop, and then go tell a parent. You know, people don't do that now. They cuss other people's kids out, then go cuss the parents out, and just disrespect and just don't have any compassion or consideration for each other as neighbors. And family, husbands and wives, you know, having a vision together, building together, starting businesses, buying homes. What has happened to our people? And this is the purpose of my closure. It was very therapeutic for me. And my desire is that it be therapeutic for you. Tomorrow we're going to continue, which is not very much left on chapter 2 on the neighborhood. But for right now, we're going to have to end this show. And you're welcome to email MissBrand811@gmail.com. Or you can write at P.O. Box 3991, Cedar Hill, Texas, 75106. Or just check me out on the website, www.thepurposeofclosure.com. That's www.thepurposeofclosure.com. Until then, see you tomorrow, same time, same place, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a blessed day.
Oh, yeah. Before you go, where do you think you're going? You never reach here.
How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high, high, high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high, high, high. My limit is beyond the sky. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high, high, high. As high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high.